tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Freedom Friday, taking your phone calls and more. Great to have our friend George Blackard with us here this Freedom Friday, here for the 8 o'clock hour of the show. By the way, the phone number, if you want to jump in on the conversation at any point, 406-294-0970, or hit us up on the Montana Talks app. George, great to have you back this week. I'll tell you what, though, we had a great Freedom Friday in your absence last week with our live show from the Military Alumni Reunion at the University of Montana. Gold Star family members, fellow veterans, former classmates, just an incredible time, especially at such a tough time as it was last week. But great to have you back with us this week.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. It's great to be back. And, you know, I didn't want to get in the way of that last week. I was like, nope, I'm stepping back from that one.
Oh, you wouldn't have gotten in the way at all. It would have been so great to have you there because, man, we like one of the guys we got to meet from Ennis, he's a Vietnam veteran, and he told the story about, you know, being rescued after their helicopter got shut down in Vietnam. And, man, it's just like, holy cow, we get to meet some incredible people.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Montana's full of people with incredible stories, incredible histories. And it is great to meet these people when you travel across the state.
Yeah, well, this is kind of my first time catching up with you after all the news of last week and everything. What's been going through your mind?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I think the whole Charlie Kirk assassination is really, it's weighed on me a lot. I watched, among other things, Charlie's videos every day. I'd see at least one. And, you know, through this whole thing, I think it's really brought to light a lot of the problems that we have in this country. I mean, we are more divided than we even knew we were, I think. And it's brought out some good things that, you know, you see all these people, they're out, they're having vigils, rallies, things like that. And it's really shining a light on the other side that's protesting at candlelight vigils. Two people were arrested in Boston last night for that. So we're seeing a lot of things, and we'll have a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, they're destroying makeshift memorials on top of cheering on the assassination and so much more. Yeah, I mean, I just look at, I mean, look at what the left is doing in the Flathead Valley alone. You know, violent attacks, death threats against our Border Patrol agents. They're protesting the men and women who are just simply doing their jobs, enforcing the laws of this country. Meanwhile, what did peaceful conservatives do yesterday? You know, you had hundreds of people show up at the parking lot for Sykes Diner, praying and celebrating the life of a great American patriot. You know, and they weren't trashing businesses and, you know, blocking traffic. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, what a contrast we see in America right now. All right, hold that thought. Back with George and your calls right after this.
It's September 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Ahoy, mateys. Today be International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Established in 1995, don't be surprised if you hear someone dragging their R's or say odd phrases like, aye, aye, captain. Because today is the day to let the inner pirate in all of us come out, just without all the pillaging. Also on this date, in 1893, New Zealand became the first nation to grant all women the right to vote. The first player to break baseball's color barrier, Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers, is named Rookie of the Year in 1947. And in 1989, ABC debuted the sitcom Doogie Howser, M.D., about a boy genius doctor, starring Neil Patrick Harris as the title character. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Hall of Famer and member of the Cincinnati Reds' Big Red Machine, Joe Morgan, born in 1943. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, got it.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your phone calls on this Freedom Friday. George Blackard in the house with us as well. In fact, let's start with one of your phone calls. We've got Kat in eastern Montana kicking things off. Kat, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you, Aaron, and good morning, Montana. Thank you to our veterans. You know, it's interesting that the liberals are all hot and bothered about us being, or us canceling them, quote unquote, where I call it consequences for freedom of speech. These are the same liberals who canceled Roseanne, Dave Chappelle, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Shane Gillis, Gina Carano, Hulk Hogan, Russell Brand, Tim Allen, J.K. Rowling, Kid Rock, and they also canceled Donald Trump in his first term off of the internet. So I think that's very interesting that we are living in a world of, you know, rules for me and you, Aaron, rules for me, but not for thee. And these liberals are so surprised that there are consequences for their words, just like there always has been for you and I. So I just wanted to go down that list of people that have been canceled on our side. And I think it's very fitting that now the liberals are starting to get quote-unquote canceled. But that's all I really have to say. That's a long list of people on our side who have endured their careers being ruined and all of the above. And now they're starting to reap what they sow. So anyways, on that note, God bless. On my way to the Mega Freedom Dinner tomorrow night. So if anybody wants to join us in Red Lodge, that's what we are doing. So
that's great.
Thank you, Aaron. God bless.
Yeah, God bless you as well. Yeah, I think I saw the great attorney general, best attorney general in the country, Austin Knutson, will be at that event as well. So tell him we said hello. Yeah, George, she did a great summary there of cancel culture. And I think what we're seeing with, like, Jimmy Kimmel right now, this isn't cancel culture. He's not losing his show because he doesn't like Donald Trump. He's losing his show because, A, the ratings stink, and, B, he is straight up lying on you know, the public airwaves about basic facts. But anyway, your thoughts, George. Are you muted there, George? Do we got you? Oh, hold on. That's my fault. All right, go ahead again, George. Me? Yeah, I got you now. Thanks. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear the caller, but, you know, you're right. Jimmy Kimmel wasn't canceled because of Donald Trump. Jimmy Kimmel's audience, especially in the most important for advertisers age range, was down so low. It was just over 100,000 people in the age group that it goes up to like 54. So like 40 to 54 or 38 to 54, something like that. You know, he didn't have any viewers that paid the bills anymore. And, you know, the thing, so that's one thing. They should have, Trump was right. They should have gotten rid of him a long time ago. But, you know, it's interesting. He could have been canceled if we were like the left. He could have been canceled for all the things that he did in the past. You know, he's not the same person that he was when he was hosting the Man Show with half-naked women, jumping on trampolines, and all the crazy stuff he did there. You know, he wore blackface a lot, imitating Oprah and Karl Malone and all this. He's using the N-word. He did all this stuff. And if it was really cancel culture, they'd be going back to that and canceling him for what he did in the past. How many times have we seen that? Somebody did something in high school or
Justin
college.
Trudeau. Justin Trudeau. See, no, you get away with it if you're a radical leftist and you kiss the ring of the woke movement. And Justin Trudeau, yeah, he got busted for wearing blackface. But, no, they just gave him a pass on that one. I forgot about Jimmy Kimmel and that. Well, and Alex Brusewitz makes a great point. Alex Brusewitz, kind of like Charlie Kirk, is one of these young conservatives that's been very close to the Trump family since day one. And, Barack Obama, in the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination, Barack Obama was attacking President Trump. And it's like, this guy was the race baiter in chief when he was president. Nobody wants to hear from you. Go back to retirement. But anyway, Barack Obama was virtue signaling about free speech, because he's trying to defend these nut jobs on the left. And Alex Brusewitz said this. He says, "You were silent when President Donald J. Trump was removed from every social media platform and had his First Amendment rights taken away." He said this about Obama: "You are a disgrace who caused more division in our nation than anyone. Go away."
Absolutely. He kicked all of this off. It's important, too, to realize and to know the people that started this for Jimmy Kimmel were the groups that have affiliate stations, hundreds and hundreds of affiliate stations. They told ABC, take him off or we're going to take the show off and not show it. And so they were fixing to lose hundreds of stations that show that show because they didn't like what he said. This isn't because what Donald Trump said or even the FCC guy, they were going to take him off their stations because they didn't like what he said in their ABC affiliate.
That's exactly right. Rob Schneider, great comedian Rob Schneider, I got a chance to chat with him when he was here in Montana a few years ago, but he weighed in on this very topic on Jimmy Kimmel. He was on Will Cain's show on Fox yesterday. I'll play a quick soundbite for you right after this. A quick break. Back with Freedom Friday right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
Oh, it's intercepted. It's picked off at about the 20-yard line. Harold Bernard with the huge interception.
On Prime Video, trailing the Bills 28-21 with just over 3 minutes left of the game, the Dolphins had the ball first and 10 at the Buffalo 21-yard line, in position to tie the game when Tua Tagovailoa threw an interception. Buffalo added a field goal and held on to win 31-21.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, man. That's some real mental toughness right there and grit, man. Right? Toe-to-toe the whole way. Wasn't going our way. You guys stood up. He stood up and made a big-time play. TV break for the
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott in the locker room with his players after Buffalo beat Miami for the seventh game in a row, including the playoffs. 10 straight wins at home for the Bills against the Dolphins, whose season record dropped to 0-3. The Bills are 3-0. Three touchdown passes by Josh Allen. He completed 22 of 28 passes for 213 yards. James Cook rushed for 108 yards. First player in 36 games to reach 100 yards against Miami. Tua Tagovailoa passed for 146 yards with two touchdowns and the one interception. Baseball. Future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw announced he'll retire at the end of the season. Tonight, Kershaw will make his last regular season start at Dodger Stadium, where he has spent his entire 18-year career. Kershaw will face the Giants, who the Dodgers beat Thursday 2-1 to increase their lead atop the NL West to 3 games over the Padres, who lost to the Mets. American League, the Mariners shut out the Royals 2-0. Seattle back atop the AL West. Same record as Houston, but in front of the Astros by virtue of a tiebreaker. Houston, the second AL wild card. 1 game in front of Boston, the Red Sox lead the Guardians by a game and a half for the final playoff spot. Cleveland won its 7th in a row Thursday, 3-1 over Detroit. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George, don't worry. You will be able to hear the next callers that call in. Yeah, for some reason, I disconnected you from the system and just had you on my phone there for a second. So, but you'll be able to hear the next caller that came in because, yeah, Kat in eastern Montana really had a great list of actual censorship, actual cancel culture, not some guy simply losing his job because his ratings are in the tank and because he straight up lies on a, you know, broadcast that goes over the public airwaves. Anyway, here you go. This was Will Kane. And when Kat called in with that list from earlier, reminded me of what Rob Schneider had to say on his program. Rob Schneider, you guys know who he is. He's on almost all, probably all of the Adam Sandler movies. He was on Saturday Night Live back in the day. He's the "You Can Do It" guy. Here you go. Here's what he had to say with Will Kane.
Are you chilled? Are you in fear for the future of comedy and free speech?
Well, Will, first of all, I woke up this morning to the incredible shock that apparently TV shows are not guaranteed in our Constitution. I mean, wow. So that was tough to swallow, first. Second, I'm still waiting for the left, the liberals, to get outraged about Roseanne getting fired for her free speech. And then I'm also waiting, I mean, I've been waiting a long time for the left and the Democrats, especially the Democrats on Capitol Hill, with the Twitter files that released that the Biden-Harris administration was actually using the government to pressure Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and especially Twitter to actually censor actual Americans through government pressure. So
not to mention the spy operation where they were spying on Catholic churchgoers, so many others. We know that our Facebook posts and other social media platforms were being throttled, where they were particularly making sure that our stuff wasn't being seen. But now, like, they throw this temper tantrum over this guy. George Blackard, I also got to thinking, remember Dave Chappelle? He actually came to Livingston, Montana back in August of 2022. They were doing a fundraiser following the Yellowstone River floods back in 2020, and so they did this big fundraiser that that John Mayer put together. And remember, some of the transgender activists were trying to block Dave Chappelle from coming to Montana for a flood fundraiser, even because of cancel culture.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that one. You know, they don't care. They don't care what the end result is. They don't care that he was there to help people out. But, you know, the one that you mentioned, too, was the government under Joe Biden was censoring what we could say on social media, and that's something people don't remember, and that's very important to remember. That is, but people have short-term memories a lot of the time, and you know, there's a lot of ways that a TV show can get canceled or taken off of the air, and it's not, you know, necessarily a left, well, it's not a left thing or a right thing. It's rules and law and policy and that sort of thing. You know, I saw a story that it said The View might be next. Well, The View is The View. There's no other show like that one out there. But one of the things they're looking at is, you know, they're not, if they're a news source, they're not giving equal time to everyone. For instance, from January to April, they had zero right-leaning or conservative guests, and they had 63 politicians and guests that were obviously on the left. So those are the types of things that they're going to start looking at. And of course, it doesn't matter why they get in trouble or why they get fined or why they get canceled. People are just going to say it's just because of who they are. Well, no, there's rules, and they're not following the rules.
Yeah, yeah, good point. All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you got something you want to talk about or you want to jump in on the conversation, George, I know you had something you had wanted to talk about here on this Freedom Friday. Let me sneak something in real quick here. This is a good news item. And by the way, if you, it doesn't matter where you live in Montana, if you have a service member who is deployed or is about to be deployed, you got to get a hold of our friend Hunter Jones. Hunter Jones is retired now from Will James Middle School in Billings. And, you know, I got care packages from him and his students when I was in Iraq, when I was in Afghanistan, all my deployments. It was just so cool to get packages from Hunter Jones and his school kids. Well, he is still doing the care packages. Anyway, Hunter emailed me here last week, actually, and says, I was surprised when the Air Guard unit came home this week. I was just about to ship 25 more care packages to them. He said he's glad his wife Diana was watching the news. I would have shipped them off to who knows where. So anyway, Hunter Jones says, if you have someone who needs a care package, to let him know. So I wanted to sneak that one in there. George, what did you want to talk about? I know you messaged me something you wanted to talk about on this Freedom Friday.
Well, I did, and I was fired up about that when I sent it to you. And I'm not exactly sure which one it was, but I believe it was the, oh yeah, I got it now. I believe it was the Muslim mayor in Dearborn, Michigan. So there, the county that Dearborn, Michigan is in, apparently, and the city's saying it came from the county, but they put up a sign that, street signs, they, two of them, renaming a street, honorarily, for a, a news person for the Arab American news. And this Christian pastor got up there in the city council meeting and he said, you know, I'm against this because this guy supports Hamas and these terrorist organizations, and we shouldn't be naming streets after someone that does that. Well, the mayor, who's a Muslim, told that Christian pastor that he didn't belong there, that if he didn't like it, he could close his eyes while he's driving by so he doesn't see the sign. He told him that when the pastor leaves that town eventually and finally, he will throw a parade celebrating the fact that he's gone. And the pastor didn't do anything wrong. I mean, he voiced his opinion. He stated facts. And this Muslim mayor said, you live here, but you don't belong here. You're not part of this city. And so it's very telling. And I'm telling you, they've got that guy. They've got Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. They've got Mamdani in New York City. People are electing these Muslims to these high offices. And that's going to come back to bite them in the butt. And it's not a good thing.
Yeah, I saw that story. And, of course, Dearborn, Michigan has a massive Muslim population. And, I mean, you can see videos and pictures of a whole bunch of residents in Dearborn, Michigan waving terrorist flags and open support for these, you know, Hamas terrorists or other Hezbollah terrorists in the Middle East and openly displaying support for these terrorist organizations. Speaking of terrorist organizations, let's turn now. President Trump is labeling Antifa officially a domestic terrorist organization. And you know, Mark Thiessen was on Special Report with Brett Baer yesterday, where they were talking about, you know, President Trump now declaring this radical left-wing violent extremist group Antifa as a terrorist organization. And he basically says this is a textbook case. If you look up the definition of terrorism, Antifa fits the bill through and through.
The president also announcing this morning on Truth Social that he'll label Antifa as a terrorist organization, saying he's pleased to inform our many patriots Antifa, designating it a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster as a major terrorist organization. Basically, the administration, Mark, is going to follow the money here about maybe where some of those riots, some of those protests, and how they're funded and supplied.
He's 100% correct. Look, the federal law, I actually wrote defending him on this in 2020 when he was thinking about doing that. And I looked up the federal law. Federal law defines domestic terrorism as activities that involve acts dangerous to human life that are in violation of the criminal laws of the United States and of any state and appeared intended to intimidate or coerce civilian population to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. That is a textbook definition of what Antifa does. They use violence against innocent civilians to try and change government policy. And in the first Trump administration in 2017, they actually put Antifa leaders on the terrorism watch list. So there's a long history of this, and I think he's absolutely right to designate them a terrorist organization. They are.
All right, George Blackard, your thoughts.
Well, I think this is a good thing, and what that's going to do is that's going to make it so people like Soros and these rich people that hide behind the scenes and fund them, they're not going to legally be able to do that anymore. And so this is going to affect this group at a lot of different levels. And, you know, Antifa, let's get serious. They burned down so many things. They've hurt people, attacked people that, I mean, this group truly is a bunch of terrorists. They hide behind masks. They hide behind FIFAs and all that sort of stuff that, you know, this is a good thing. This is a good move. And hopefully we can stop this nonsense of these rich people like Soros causing all this agitation and crime and riots and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well said. I also wonder, given some of these attacks we've seen on our Border Patrol agents, death threats against Border Patrol agents here, you know, in Whitefish, Montana in particular, I wonder if there is an Antifa connection to some of this. Apparently there was plywood being thrown at a Border Patrol vehicle, according to the Whitefish Police Department the other day. Is there an Antifa connection? Anyway, stand by. Back after this.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
406-294-0970 is the number for you on this Freedom Friday. Of course, we always love to take your phone calls on Freedom Friday. And we also like to mix in some patriotic stories, stories about our military, stories about our law enforcement, and then, of course, get to the big news of the day as well. Yeah, George, I don't know if you saw this story. But actually, David Noble was the one who kind of flagged. I saw the headline, you know, read the story overall. But then David Noble was like, oh, man, if you read that full statement from the Whitefish Police Department. So the headline was this: protests in Whitefish after five people detained by U.S. Border Patrol. And then some of the protesters got out of hand, got arrested. But, George, you read this story. Not only were they protesting the Border Patrol, like, okay, everybody's, you got First Amendment rights to do that, but then they were blocking the traffic on Highway 93. They were blocking the Border Patrol vehicles from entering and exit the facility, so there was obstruction there. But then on top of that, according to the Whitefish Police Department press release here, they're investigating reports that plywood was being thrown at the Border Patrol vehicles as well. And I can also tell you, George, that I know that at least one individual has been sending death threats to these Border Patrol agents. And that's why I just wonder, you know, now that President Trump has declared Antifa an official terrorist group, I wonder if there are Antifa connections to these agitators in the Flathead.
Well, there very well could be. You know, and we have to remember, too, that a lot of these Antifa people are just teenagers and 20-something idiots that are being influenced by other people. You know, their minds aren't all that solid at that point.
So were the suicide bombers in the Middle East. Many of them were teenagers and 20-somethings, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't, it doesn't change the fact that it causes damage and hurts people. Yeah, I'm not excusing it because of their age at all. But, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. But here's the thing. Now that they're going to be designated as terrorists, we got to have the government, local governments, local police forces, law enforcement, to follow that law and directive. Because, look, people like Gavin Newsom and California and all these states, they're already not following things that are the law. They're just thumbing their nose at the law. So, you know, they're going to have to really get on board on this to make it have teeth.
Well, and the reason I say that, in fact, actually during the break, after I kind of threw out this question and this concern, if there could be Antifa connections here, because it's very clear that these protesters are organized, that they're being financed. You've got this, you know, Valley Neighbors outfit in the Flathead that openly acknowledged on their website that they will traffic illegal aliens into this country, that they will aid and abet people who break the law in this state and in this country. And then you've got this Flathead Democracy group, and you've got people trying to dox these Border Patrol agents. You've got death threats being leveled against Border Patrol agents. Apparently, we now have reports of, you know, of plywood being thrown at their vehicles. And I just think we can't let this type of stuff get out of hand. And obviously, somebody is financing this. Obviously, there is an organized effort going on here. But I got to thinking about it. I was like, wait a minute. There was an Antifa story in Flathead County just like 3 months ago. So I pulled up this story from our Montana Talks website. Homeless man prosecuted for Antifa threats in Flathead County. This was the guy who sent an email where he said, Antifa is going to F your world. I am going to blow up the effing courthouse in Kalispell, is what this guy wrote. And so anyway, apparently he is now seeing federal charges here being prosecuted from the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Montana. And so, George, I think to your point, it's easy for us to sit and think, oh, hey, it's Montana. We're good. But look, that's what a lot of people were trying to say about the Mexican drug cartels and Tren de Aragua. And we all know we're not good on that front.
Right. And so here's the thing. Even if we do make them a terrorist organization, that should scare plenty of them away from doing that. But look at places like New York and these other cities that, you know, they catch criminals and release them right away. No bail. You know, there was a guy that murdered someone and they let him walk. I mean, it's maddening that you have these judges that are letting these criminals go. So if you're in Antifa and you're like, well, now we're a terrorist organization, but they're not going to arrest us. And even if they do, they're going to let us go in a lot of places. So, I mean, we're going to have to get our government together and law enforcement together. I mean, we have law enforcement agencies working against other law enforcement agencies. It's a zoo right now.
Yeah. George, you mentioned that story out of Michigan where you have the Muslim mayor telling the Christian man that he is not welcome there. Let's go to Mike in Bozeman. I think Mike in Bozeman wants to weigh in. Mike, what's your thoughts? Thanks for the call.
I have in the past mentioned the value of going to David Horowitz's website. Former communist from the 60s, but he has a couple of individuals that specialize in the Muslim subject that blog for him. They had an article in there here several weeks ago called Muslims and the Future of Britain. And one of his respondents wrote in about how as long as the Muslim population remains around or under 2% in any given country, they will be for the most part regarded as a peace-loving minority and as not as a threat to the other citizens. At 2 to 5%, they begin to proselytize other ethnic minorities, disaffected groups, often with major recruiting from the jails and among street gangs. From 5% on, they exercise an inordinate influence in proportion to their percentage of the population. He'll push for introduction of halal food, thereby securing food preparation jobs. They will increase pressure on the supermarket chains to feature halal food on their shelves, along with threats for failure to comply.
And then before you know it, they start pushing, before you know it, Mike, right, they start pushing Sharia law. I mean, look at Paris, France, look at London, and look at the crackdowns on free speech for everybody else in places like London and elsewhere in Europe right now.
When Muslims reach 10% of the population, they tend to increase lawlessness as a means of complaint about their conditions. And after reaching 20%, nations can expect hair trigger rioting, jihad militia formations, sporadic killings, and the burnings of Christian churches and Jewish synagogues. At 40%, nations experience widespread massacres, chronic terror attacks, and ongoing militia warfare. From 60% onward, nations experience unfettered persecution of non-believers. And after 80%, expect daily intimidation, violent jihad, and some state-run ethnic cleansing. At 100%, will usher in the peace of Salam, Islam, House of Peace, and 100% Sharia law.
Very interesting. Yeah, David Horowitz, you know, when we talk about Charlie Kirk being on the UM campus a year ago, and of course, Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA coming back to the MSU campus on October 7th. Yeah, I got to, when I was in college at UM, we got to have David Horowitz speak there, and yeah, he's incredible. George Blackard, your thoughts on that? I don't know if you're watching what's going on over in Europe. I mean, but my wife Jessica talked about this at the Charlie Kirk Celebration of Life in Kalispell yesterday. The United States of America is the only country left in the Western world that basically has free speech rights.
Absolutely. And all you've got to do is look at these countries in Europe and what's happened there. France and Spain, you know, there are areas of cities that local law enforcement won't even go to because the Muslim community has their own Sharia law, their own law enforcement, and it's insane what's going on. There are millions of people marching in England protesting immigrants, and it's there's something happening right now, Aaron, that a lot of people in this country need to get on board with, and we got to keep our sovereignty as a nation, and those people aren't coming here to assimilate to our way of life and to benefit from that. They're coming here to make this country just like the one they left.
And it's interesting how the radical Islamists, we've had radical Islamic shooters in America. We've had these transgender shooters in America. And it's interesting how the radical Islamists will team up with the radical violent transgender crowd as well, because they both share the same goal, which is to transform America into something else. And they despise the Judeo-Christian ethic that built America into the free republic that she is. All right, stand by, another quick break, and we'll sneak on more of your phone calls. 406-294-0970.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I've never in my whole career have called for anybody's show to be canceled, for anybody to be fired. I've never once in my life called for a boycott. I've experienced all these calls against me in my life, and I'll get to that in a second. But the show was failing spectacularly. His ratings are even lower than Stephen Colbert's ratings, which were pretty low, because these are supposed to be late-night comedy shows, and they become nothing more but a never-ending, you know, Trump hate shows. And that in and of itself is problematic. There's plenty of that everywhere else, you know, all over the legacy media mob.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Well, surprise, surprise, a little late, but I guess better late than never. The Fed Chair Jerome Powell has now fueled hopes for a rate cut. And guess what? The price of gold, it went higher. Now, safe haven assets like gold and silver tend to move higher when rates are cut. Now, that's exactly why I have partnered with the award-winning company Gold Co. I'm a customer just like you. They sell precious metals like gold and silver, and they do a darn good job with it. They also help educate you. They keep it simple. So if you're ready to learn how Gold Co. can help protect your savings with gold and silver, give them a call. It's 855-815-GOLD. On the web, it's HannityGold.com. They will send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. And you can also learn how you can get 10% in free bonus silver. It's the best silver offer out there. Don't miss this one. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. One more time, 855-815-GOLD. On the web, HannityGold.com.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino.
Did you kiss her?
Riley Green just announced plans to hit the road in 2026 with his headlining Cowboy As It Gets tour. We'll be joined by Justin Moore as direct support with special guests Drake White, Mackenzie Carpenter, Zach John King, Hannah McFarland, and Adam Hood on select dates. Kicking off April 16th, Green will make stops in Charlotte, North Carolina, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Salt Lake City, Utah. General on sale starts Friday. Country music stars are coming together for a powerful cause on December 2nd. Hardy, Miranda Lambert, Dierks Bentley, Lainey Gardner, and McCoy Moore will take the stage at Nashville's newest concert venue, The Pinnacle, for the American Cancer Society's 2025 Country vs. Cancer Concert. The event is dedicated to raising funds for the American Cancer Society. Tickets are on sale now. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, I thought the same thing. Thanks to Fred and the Flathead for sending us a message on the Montana Talks app. Yeah, I thought that the David Horowitz had passed away earlier this year, but I didn't want to be mistaken with my memory here. But yeah, Fred says this: David Horowitz died earlier this year, but it's good to know that his organization is still strong, doing good work. Fred, thanks for that message. All right, let's sneak in another quick call here. Caden, if you want to send Chris in Columbia Falls our way, we'll sneak him on. And then I know George has a good news story here to share with us on this Freedom Friday. All right, let's jump right into it. Chris in Columbia Falls, thanks for the call. What did you have to share with us quickly here before we run out of time?
Yeah, Aaron, one more thing, you know, to the small group last night at the at that meeting, you know, there's one thing that is hardened in my mind, that Thomas Jefferson was the primary author of the Declaration. And in that, he had no qualms whatsoever who he was talking about and what he was talking about. He wasn't and did not include that this means that the Islam can come into this country and other individuals, you know. Muslims weren't here, he said. Buddhists, Confucius, and Hindu people, they weren't involved in the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And people need to understand that. It seems like we want to vilify and say wonderful things about our founding fathers, but listen to what they said. They believed that there was a God that was influencing this nation, and that's the way it used to be when they came into this country. They came in to be Americans, and these people need to understand that. And if they don't teach them that when they do come in, then they'll never understand what America's all about.
Well, and then, of course, the people that come here illegally bypass the whole process altogether, whereas the folks who come here legally actually do learn and understand the foundation of America. All right, Chris, thanks for the call. George Blackard, you've got a good news story here to finish off this Freedom Friday for us here.
Yeah, so there's a country music artist. Her name is Alexis Wilkins. And there was a story I saw about her. She was told, she's kind of an up-and-comer in the industry, and she was told that she needed to remove her American flag from her social media because people might see it as being too partisan. And, you know, it's crazy, but they said, hey, if you want to succeed and you want a contract and you want to be invited on tours, then you're going to need to take that flag out of your bio. You're going to need to do certain things. And she said, no, thanks. I'm going to leave it there and I'm going to be me and believe what I believe. And if people don't like that, that's tough. And this is a girl, she's pretty tough. She was a straight-A student all her life. She got an F in a college class because she wouldn't write derogatory papers about the president, like the professor was telling her to do, so he flunked her. And I got to admire somebody with this kind of grit and determination and morals, that she's going to stick to her guns. She's going to do what she believes in, and she's not going to be swayed from it. So, you know, I'm suddenly, I haven't heard her music, but I'm going to check it out because I'm a fan of Alexis Wilkins for being, you know, standing her ground and standing firm in her beliefs.
You know, I'll tell you what, being at that event in Kalispell yesterday at Sykes, the Celebration of Life for Charlie Kirk, that young lady who joined us on the show yesterday, Gracie Stogsdale, 18 years old, she spoke on the microphone yesterday, did an incredible job. And you know what? That's the reality, is I am so optimistic about these younger generations that are standing up for American foundational principles and values. And I think we've got, thanks to Charlie Kirk, And what President Trump is doing, I think we have got a whole generation of up-and-comers that have me so optimistic about the future of America. George, great to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for joining us here every Freedom Friday.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. Okay, I think we've got coming up next, I think our good friend Rabbi Chaim Bruck from the Jewish Synagogue in Bozeman, I think he's with us next hour of the show. So hopefully he's with us. We scheduled it a long time ago, and sometimes when you schedule too far in advance.
A message from Fire Safe Montana.
It has been indicated that Montana is headed towards a significant wildland fire season. Now is the time for you and your community to begin your fuel mitigation efforts. Neighborhood meetings, fuel mitigation around your property, planning escape routes, practicing the route. Right now is the time for action. Your local emergency management agency can be contacted for more information. This message brought to you by Fire Safe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different. But if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.